if our experience at Bluefield is any indication, just anecdotally, we've had a lot of interest from players that haven't been involved in water before that are kind of thinking about it or asking about it. And I think that's kind of a trend that we're going to be looking out for moving forward.
This is Future of Water, where we talk about all the ways in which companies, utilities, and people are addressing the challenges and opportunities in water. Today, it's all about deal flows, some recent deals happening. So we've got a couple guests on to join us. I am Reese Tisdale, president of Bluefield Research. And today, I'm joined by Eric Bindler, research director at Bluefield Research, and Marielle Marchand, who's an analyst at Bluefield as well. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Going pretty well, Reese. How about you?
Pretty good. Just, same old, same old. What about you, Marielle? What's going on with you?
Yeah, same here.
You guys have been busy, I guess. It's for those not in the know, it's Friday. So I think everybody's probably dying to get out of the door. So why don't we sort of get right into it? When it comes to deal flow, by that, we're talking mergers and acquisitions, partnerships. Feels like there was a bit of a hiatus over the past couple months, given COVID and everything else. You guys are looking at different things, whether it be, Eric, in your case, digital water, and then Marielle, you look more closely at private water, private participation in water, among other things. Would you guys agree that things have been a little bit quiet? What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, sort of. The first 2 months of Q2 of this year felt pretty quiet from a digital water M&A perspective. We only recorded 2 deals apiece in April and in May, which is, I guess, not surprising, just given how locked down the world was at that point. And as we've started to see major digital water markets like the US and the UK start to open back up again toward the end of the quarter, we